Brothers and sisters are a sweet blessing from God. Do you remember how the Jewish Christians cared for one another's needs in Acts 2, 44, 45? That was from love for fellow members of the one true faith. They were together constantly, listening to the word, selling their possessions, and sharing with brothers and sisters as needed. That's some mighty fine Christian family love. When famines and droughts occurred, churches from all over gave to help the brethren in Jerusalem. Romans 15, 25, 26, 1 Corinthians 16, 1 Corinthians 16, 1 Gentiles helped Jewish brethren. Christians love their brethren. Romans 12, 4, 13, 1 Peter 4, 8, 1 John 3, 11. Fervent love means love with intention, which means a determined choice. It's like saying, I'm going to love my brethren, never give up on them, and intend to meet their need. Call them, send a card, text them. Let them know you are ready to help them. Love them. Send your love to those who are hurting. Those who are afraid, send your love to them too. New members, love them and show your love. Connect with the brethren for no reason at all. Let them know you love them and are thinking of them. Love is an outward showing of care and concern. One can tell the brethren he loves them, but the proof is in action. Again, show your church family you love them by act of good. As the preacher, I say we need more interaction. We need to eat together. We need more game nights. We need more holiday and special occasion gatherings. Bring the babies and young children. We all love seeing them. Our services are rich within us because we share life. Love. We love seeing each other at worship, particularly after we've spent time together. We sing together from the heart. We have great song leaders. Parts are bound one to another. It's the same with the Lord's Supper. Look over at your neighbor and understand they are feeling and thinking the same things you are regarding our Lord Jesus. He loved us with God. Powerful love. Awesome love is awesome. Something to consider, Garland Van Dyke.